Scientific research is upending age-old gender stereotypes about empathy and revealing new ways of thinking about masculinity. When women achieve great things, it was erroneously supposed that they were not women who did those great actions, but that they were men in petticoats, the philosopher Mary Astle wrote in 1705. While these anecdotes are from the past, subtle gendered biases of what it means to be a successful, powerful individual still permit. Notably, we still typically describe traits like empathy as naturally feminine and traits like dominance and assertiveness as masculine. Even when displaying the same behavior, men are seen as assertive and women as aggressive. Gender stereotypes like these have clear consequences on how we raise our children, workplace culture, and leadership. But what's less visible is how early these biases start and the fact that stereotypes reinforce our expectations, imposing significant constraints on how we expect others to behave. There are the hormones behind empathy. Empathy involves both the ability to understand others' thoughts and feelings, allowing us to respond appropriately. It can also be thought of in terms of cognitive empathy, our ability to recognize emotions and take other perspectives, and affective or emotional empathy, where we have an emotional response to someone's thoughts and feelings. Scientists use a variety of methods to empirically measure empathy, including questionnaires and experiential tasks.